been a great Monday rolling out and getting on down the tracks to what's probably going to be a very busy week. I've had a job shadow in here for the morning. Connor Smithy from Michigan State University. Connor, junior, right?
Yeah.
Junior in college. What are you studying?
Broadcast journalism.
Wow. Did you learn anything?
They say I've learned something. I sure hope I've learned
something. I meant here.
Oh, so here, I, yeah, here. I mean, oh, I thought you meant school.
A tough crowd.
No. Here, yeah, I've learned a lot. This is the first talk radio show I've been on. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you've done some other stuff, though. You've done, like, music morning shows.
Yeah, I interned at a music morning show in Grand Rapids, and then my high school at a radio station. So
what high school?
Lowell High School.
All right, there's a shout-out for Lowell. Yeah. All right, there you go. One of the homes of Wolverine Water. So shout out for Wolverine. See how I work that professional. Don't try that quite yet. You're not up to it yet. At any rate, so what are college kids? You're a junior at Michigan State University. You're going to graduate next year, 2020, about the time we get to the election next year. Do college kids care about all this politics and the election?
I mean, I think it depends on who you ask. I mean, I care about it because, you know, I'm an American and this is my future that's, you know, we're paving. But then, you know, you have the other college students that just could care less and, you know, don't give a crap. So I think it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. They don't care. Yeah. A lot of kids probably just don't care at all. There's probably a lot of truth to that. But they say they do. But okay. So when it comes to, like, impeachment, this is kind of new to you. Same answer. Some do, some don't care.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've seen is some people do care. Some people don't care. Just, you know, it depends on which college student you ask.
All right. So let's see. What do college kids care about? Do they care about vaping?
Yeah, actually, if you go anywhere on a campus, you'll see someone vaping.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't vape.
You know, I mean, your parents aren't listening. It's okay. You can tell me the truth.
No, I don't vape.
Connor, it's okay. I don't mind.
No. It's that's the truth. I'm telling the truth.
It's about time, son. Look into the light. We have ways to make you tell the truth. You look straight into the light, Connor. Relax, you'll be just fine. All right, so what do college... Okay, they care about vaping a lot. Do you think kids are upset that the vaping is going to go away here? And it's like a few more days, it'll be... All the flavored stuff will be gone.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a ton of people, you know, they're saying that it's a violation of their right, especially the kids that are over, you know, 18. They're saying, you know,
sure.
I'm 18, I'm able to buy this stuff. And then obviously, you know... the government's saying, like, well, you know, the fruity flavors are targeting children. So I feel like, you know, yes, it, you know, fruity flavors are probably what kids are having. But then you have the kids that are 18 plus saying, you know, it's my right to be able to.
Of course, I've heard adults say that, you know, they like the fruity flavors to quit smoking. And we know today in America, 1,300 people will die from smoking related illnesses. 45 will die in Michigan alone today. And so no matter how bad the crisis is, if you want to call it that for vaping, you won't have 45 people die anywhere in total today, not in America, not around the world from vaping.
Yeah, you know, you have so many people, you know, vaping. How many people have they found that have, you know, gotten sick or, you know, died from vaping? Not that many at all.
A few, and most of them, as we know, are linked to using black market THC products, not what they're supposed to be using.
Yeah, so that's what I don't really understand with this whole banning the, you know, tutti frutti, whatever flavor you want.
Yeah. Well, what about some of these other things like, you know, Medicare for all, universal income, reparations, all of these things are being bounced around by Bernie Sanders and others. Do you think kids, do they pay attention to that or they just, you know, go about their day trying to get their degree?
Again, I think it depends on who you ask. I know people that, you know, love, you know, go around wearing their Bernie shirts and, you know, march around saying that stuff.
But I noticed you didn't wear yours today, but that's okay. Go on.
You know, I don't have a Bernie shirt.
It's okay, Connor.
But I know a lot of people that, you know, just are like, you know, it's whatever. I'm just going to take whatever happens. But,
all right. So you're as close to having your finger on the pulse of the people in that age bracket of anybody we've had here recently. I mean, you're right here. You're right in the thick of it. You're going to graduate in 4 years, which, by the way, I think is a good idea. It should be a four-year plan, not five or six, because to me that's silly. And your parents probably appreciate the fact that you're done in four.
They sure do.
Yeah, they sure do. Because you've got a sister who's also in college. So you're lucky your parents have anything to eat in the refrigerator. Good Lord, you guys are draining them.
Especially when I go home and take all their food out of the fridge.
Well, just like a college kid is supposed to. Connor Smithy, my job shadow for today. Came along and spent some time with us here. And I appreciate you coming in. And I think that it's good that you can give us kind of a perspective of today's college kids. What about one more thing? Student loans and so forth. And what about this idea that all college should be free and you should get, you know, the taxpayer should pay for your college? What do you think of that?
I mean, I know pretty much every college student will jump on top of that and say, yes, give us free college. I don't agree with it. Like, I mean, sure, free college would be nice. And I think eventually down the road, you know, that's what's going to happen. Like, I don't think we can, you know, that's where the policy is going to go. But I personally, like, you know, I have friends, they went to community college, they saved up money. I have other friends that work 2-3 jobs, you know, 40 hours a week,
right,
trying to afford college. And, you know, that kind of almost spits in their face because it's like, they worked so hard.
Me
for
too.
It. And then, yeah. And then, they work really hard for it. And then it's just like, nah, you know, these people, you know.
I want tuition reparations if it happens. I want my, because the other problem I have with it is somebody goes off to college and they get their dream college and they don't have to pay for it. So they go study something, you know, they go get their gender studies degree and they're unemployable, or their art history degree and they're unemployable because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be a professor anyhow.
Yeah, you know, you're just going to go right back into the system being a professor because what are you
getting a government check?
Yeah.
One government check after another. Connor, thank you. Thank you for being here. Good to have you. Hope you learned something.
Thanks for
not just
me.
To college, but actually here too. All right, so here's something that Connor needs to know. Once you retire, the paycheck's going to stop from your job. But what's not going to stop are the bills. You'll have utility bills. You'll have, believe it or not, tax bills, even in retirement. Fortunately, if you have a 401k or an IRA, you can convert that money from those accounts into permanent income. How do you do that? Well, you call Mike Douglas and Bruce Vanwall. That's how you do it at My Life Plan Financial. My Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do exactly what you need to do. They'll sit down with you, make sure you're covered financially for the rest of your life with a customized retirement plan. Find out more at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Get a hold of Mike Douglas, Bruce Van Hall. They know what they're talking about. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.